Hospitals in the Magic Valley say they're filling up and don't have enough staff to fill shifts. In response, the local public health board decided to limit gatherings of more than 50 people, but voted against a mask mandate. Rachel Cohen reports.
Hospital leaders kicked off the meeting yesterday with some stark updates.
We're already there. We're there. We're at the point where we talked about trying to avoid getting.
That's Dr. Joshua Kern of St. Luke's Magic Valley, where every shift is short 4 to 14 nurses. Everyone is working overtime. The hospital has brought nurses from Boise, given out hazard pay, but
we're getting to this point where we're not sure where all the patients are going to go, because we're not going to have staff to take care of them.
One night in the past week, three patients showed up to the emergency room in Twin Falls, and the hospital sent them to Boise because there wasn't enough space. Similar situations are playing out across the Magic Valley. The 25-bed Minidoka Memorial Hospital has expanded its COVID unit, which has been full for the past 3 weeks. The hospital has been on divert status a couple times, meaning it's had to look for beds in other places like Eastern Idaho, Twin Falls, and Salt Lake that are all seeing their own surges. Hospital leaders like Mike Finello of St. Luke's asked board members for a face mask mandate and a limit on large gatherings.
When those of us in leadership positions don't make the tough decisions, we are defaulting the problem to our frontline staff and putting that burden on their shoulders.
Following that plea, the board voted against a mask mandate. Commissioners from Twin Falls, Lincoln, and Kaja counties voted against all restrictions proposed during the meeting. But the board did pass two motions, one for sending a letter to Governor Little asking him to implement a statewide mask mandate instead, and one for a limitation on gatherings of more than 50 people indoors, with a number of exemptions. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.